We're back here on the game. John Tyler Grant filling in for Mitch, who's MIA. Did not want to hear my wrestling takes, apparently, from WrestleMania over the weekend. Hopefully we can do that tomorrow. Alex Barnes coming up here in just a moment. Next segment, not only will I address the cult of Frank Soros from over the weekend, but your boy Joe Lunardi is going to fire
my
up
boy?
Some K-State fans. Yeah.
No, he has never been particularly high on K-State. He is a lifetime member of the hater segment.
I don't think that. I think he's just being realistic.
There was one time that I tweeted him. It was back in my days where my glasses were tinted in a different color than they are now. And he...
What color are they now?
Well, now they're just a hint of lavender in them. And back then they were very purple, if you know what I'm saying. And he had posted his power rankings. It wasn't a bracketology thing. He posted his power rankings, and it was back when K-State was ranked in the top 20 or something, and he didn't have K-State ranked, and I tweeted at him asking why he didn't, and he said, well, they're poll frauds or something like that. He was just very snarky about it, and never got a great vibe from him on how he feels about K-State.
Yeah, I just never loved the insert pundit here hates my team.
Oh, I know.
That's it's just how I feel about how everybody dislikes John Higgins. He's the one guy that you recognize. Well, it's probably a famous guy like Joe Lunardi that you recognize, and it registers every time you think that they have slighted you. But the times that they haven't, it just goes by the wayside. You don't notice it, and you don't think about it. So you only remember the times when you're upset. It's the same concept as people don't text and tweet us and call us when they think we've done a good job. When they get mad about something and they think we're being too mean to Dean Wade, then all of a sudden, a parade of callers comes on In Focus. So that's that's how it works.
That sounds like you're naming a very specific example there.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm just good at it. I'm good at naming examples. That's what I do. Alex Barnes is good at running the football. How's that for a transition?
There you go.
And he spoke today at the first spring football press conference. Covered a lot of topics with him. I was legitimately impressed. He's a guy that I hope comes along a little bit more as far as, giving us info. And just, I shouldn't say it like that. Alex Barnes was fine. He always would talk to us. He was perfectly willing. But he always seemed, he's a redshirt freshman. He's still getting used to all the media attention. Because think about last year for him, he went from being relatively unknown to the big star that everybody was clamoring for more and more of, over the course of 3 weeks of the season. So I think it was an adjustment for him.
A year ago, you told me that you weren't sure if he would ever produce much at K-State.
And I thought he'd move to linebacker.
Right. I had not, and I am not trying to put you on the hot seat with that, because I think a lot of people felt that way, and he was just this guy from Pittsburgh that, maybe he would pan out and do a little something, and maybe he wouldn't. But here we are talking about him now as maybe not this year, but by the end of his career, a All Big 12 caliber running back.
Well, it sounds like the spring is going pretty well so far for Alex Barnes.
I mean, I'm perfectly healthy, so there's absolutely nothing wrong with me. Mentally, I know the game better. I've studied a lot of film this offseason. I've studied a lot of opponent film, too, NFL film. Get to see how some of the best backs in the game do it. Just setting up blocks, reading schemes, stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm just more mature as a football player.
Who are a couple of NFL guys that you especially enjoy studying?
I watched a lot of David Johnson film. He had a pretty big year at the Cardinals, both in the passing game and in the running game. So it was good to see how he's able to split out wide to kind of take advantage of those one-on-one matchups. And watch some Le'Veon Bell. He does the same thing. And a little bit of Zeke.
I mean, we're going to start seeing that little hesitation thing that Le'Veon Bell does all the time, a little hop step.
Maybe not to that extent. I'm not sure if that's necessarily my running style, but it's kind of interesting to see how he does that and really sets up his blocks well. So, I mean, probably not from me, but it's something that's pretty cool to watch.
Jesse Hurts, he kind of does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesse's really patient back there.
You got a good stiff arm as Jesse Hurts?
We'll see. I don't know. I haven't really gotten it out there yet, but we'll see.
What was that like for you last year to write one? You're really starting to build momentum to have to sit out those last two games.
It was tough. It was really frustrating, but I've had a lot of people support me and kind of talk to me about it. I've been able to express those frustrations, and I've really come to terms with it. Just, got to forget about it, move on, and just get ready for next season.
How eager have you been to get back out there and hit some people this fall?
Pretty eager. That first practice, I got a little too... I got a little too antsy and hit a couple people. Maybe I probably shouldn't have, but that's football for you.
Who were the unlucky recipients?
I can't talk about that.
Think somebody will ever tackle you for a loss?
I mean, eventually it'll happen, yeah. But I'll do everything in my power to not to minimize the loss. I mean,
were you aware of that during the season, that like you didn't have a carry for a loss? How much pride do you take in that type of thing?
I mean, I kind of consider myself a north-south runner, so I try to maximize every play as quickly as I can. And I think my mom kind of mentioned it about, I think, after the Oklahoma State game that somebody had said that. But other than that, I didn't really pay attention to it.
When you did get hurt late at the KU game or whatever it was late in the year, I mean, were you anticipating it knocking you out at that point in time? Did you think it was going to go on the way that it did?
No, it was just one of those things that lingered longer than it should have. And that's part of the frustration, too, is that I felt physically ready to play, but it was a kind of risk-reward thing, so just elected not to.
Were there any, when you look at the film, like at that play, was there something you could have done differently? Were there lessons to be learned just with the way that ended up?
I was just a little too conscious of the people behind me and kind of tailing me. I wasn't really looking far ahead enough, and he just kind of snuck up on me. I didn't get my shoulders down quick enough. And, I mean, it's one of those things. I also could have probably just stepped out of bounds and took the 20-yard gain, but again, that's my style. I'm a north-south physical runner, so I'm going to take shots like that, and it's just about bouncing back.
So it was a concussion that lingered with you?
Nah, it was a neck injury. It kind of stuck a little longer than what it should have.
Okay. Was there a chance you could have played in the bowl?
No, the bowl was a completely separate incident. It was a different injury. I was recovered from the neck.
Was there a moment for you where you kind of turned the corner and really – got that belief in yourself? One play, one game?
The Oklahoma State game, whenever I was the lead blocker and I cut their safety, number 31, that's when it really clicked for me. Like, I'm physically prepared for this. I'm ready mentally. I know what I'm doing. So it's just about everything coming together.
Where's, I guess, the evolution going to come for you this year? Where are you trying to take strides the most?
Just passing schemes, whether it be pass protection or leaking out and catching screens and little flare routes. Just really expanding my repertoire as a running back in the passing game.
What was your reaction when you heard Coach had throat cancer?
We'd all been kind of realizing that something was up because he wasn't really at workouts like he usually was. He's usually one of the first people you see as you walk in, and he'd been kind of absent for a little bit. And yeah, he announced to us that he did have throat cancer, and it was tough for all of us to take. But we know that Coach Snyder, he's a tough man. Is this religious man too, so we know that he's going to be able to get through it no matter what, and we have that faith in him and the support that he's gotten from the entire K-State community. It's been really great, and he appreciates it, and so do we.
Has he been at full strength through fall practice? I mean, spring practice? He's
been present, yeah. He's been there. I mean, still has his little tape recorder thing that he takes his notes into, just walking around. So yeah, he's been present.
But, when he's walking around like that, do you know, like, when you messed up and you see him talking to the tape recorder?
Yeah, he'll kind of give you the cold shoulder and he'll mutter something. And he might just kind of pace back and forth, but then, yeah, he'll let you know what you did.
Has it been much different with Colin now as one of the offensive coaches and Dell leaving? How much has that really changed things for you guys?
How do I answer that one? It's been really good for us. I know the quarterbacks are excited to work with Colin Klein. I mean, he's the definition of a Kansas State quarterback, and so just really seeing that mold. He's somebody who knows how to get it done at this level. So really being able to learn from him has been beneficial for all of them.
He's the one who helped recruit you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There were some rumors that you might have been considering a transfer at some point this offseason. Was that ever on the table?
Yeah, that was completely unwarranted. I don't know where that came from. I remember I got a call from my mom saying, "What's this about?" And I hadn't heard anything about it. That was actually the first time I'd heard about it. So yeah. I don't know. I guess it was some forum or something on – I don't even know. Some website said that, but it's not true.
Take that, message boards. Take that.
Hey, you're the one that reads them all day.
I feel like I have to for my job. I'm trying to know what people are talking about so we can talk about what people are talking about.
Well, I'm glad that we didn't spend days and days talking about what would happen if Alex Barnes transferred, because
I will not, you know, if it's a rumor like that, I'm not going to bring it to the table unless I feel like it's substantiated with something, and I never did with that one. I mean, there may have been some text back and forth between me and Cole freaking out when I was out there, but all's well that ends well, and Alex Barnes is still here. Coach Snyder actually was very complimentary of both him and Justin Silman in the way that they have practiced so far. So Dalvin Womack a little beat up, by the way, too. They've got a lot of depth at running back because one of the other studs that everybody wants to see from the practice squad is Mike McCoy, former Topeka High Trojan that we've seen a lot of playing Manhattan High, and Again, another guy where Coach Snyder said he's got some maturing to do, but has a ton of physical tools. So they've got some boys. Tyler Burns, maybe a guy on down the line. They've got some depth at running back. But Alex Barnes, if you're talking about guys that could take a jump to being a star, not just make some big improvements, take a big leap from obscure to a known commodity, I think that's typically the way you go when you think, like, all right, who could be the breakout guy of the spring? To me, it's like Alex Barnes has the chance, and this won't manifest itself in the spring, but he's got a chance to take the jump into being a star next year.
No, I mean, no doubt about it. I think it, as long as he's getting enough carries, he's going to be able to get enough yards.
Take that to the message boards. Alex Barnes is a bona fide star. Coming up here on the game, you can't be serious at 550. When we come back, you'll actually be surprised to hear what I'm actually glad to have in the rearview mirror. You're listening to the game.